Hi, guys, and welcome to Taste of Premier. I'm here in the beautiful California sun in downtown Pasadena. And today we're going to talk about directory consolidation services. I've got two guests with me, James Gaudreau and Alan Von Welton. And so without further ado, play the music. Hi, guys, and welcome to Taste of Premier. I've got James with me. James, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And Alan.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Very good. Fantastic, Lex. Not as good as you, because as you can see, I'm in my office, and you're on vacation, apparently.
I am not on vacation. I'm actually, one of my customers is NASA's Jet Propulsion Labs. And so it's actually a very, very cool gig. And they're located in Pasadena, so I stepped outside and decided to do the episode outside today. So I guess, James, we're going to start with you.
Sure. Well, Lex, real quickly, a little bit of background. I've been with Microsoft 20 years now, which I think I started when I was 8 years old. At least I would hope so. And I've been focused for about the last 8 years on doing Active Directory restructuring for companies that have gone through mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, and we've developed a solution that we've been sort of refining and honing over several years, which is what I'd like to talk to you about here today.
Cool. Alan, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure, Lex. So this is Alan, and I've been with Microsoft over 15 years, and similar to Jim, I've really been focused on that infrastructure and directory services space, looking at things like Active Directory design, deployment, cloud enablement, and of course, restructuring.
Awesome. So guys, tell me a little bit about what directory consolidation means.
Sure. So a lot of organizations, when they plan their first Active Directory structure, 5-10 years down the road, it doesn't look like it did when they started, due to some acquisitions, mergers, divestitures, that directory landscape is always shifting and changing. So we had to find a way to give customers an easy mechanism for changing that shape of Active Directory. Consolidating domains is typically what we see, or in the case of divestitures, taking a piece of that directory out to a new divested organization. And a lot of the tools that have been around can be very cumbersome to use. A decade ago, when people had, maybe more than a decade, when people had PCs sitting on their desktops and they didn't work from home, everyone came into work, their machine was there, that asset, that user, that identity, that experience was something easier to control with these Active Directory migration tools that have existed. With a lot of this changing of people being more dynamic where they work, different devices, different working hours, organizations that span the globe, we really needed something that was a lot more flexible. So we started about 8 years ago really taking a serious look at this problem. And we came up with four tenets that were central to enabling Active Directory migrations to happen with some level of consistency and efficiency. The four tenets we came up with are, first, focus on the user. Now, a lot of the tools that have been out there rely on IT reaching out and dispatching an agent to someone's desktop and hoping that they've done the desktop to user map correctly. But when you think of migrations, you think of moving people, not machines. And so the first thing we said, well, this migration service that we're going to build needs to focus on the user, make the user that first-class unit of migration. Don't focus on machines, focus on people, let the machines come along with them. The second was agility in deployment. So having IT try to push agents out to users across the globe, different time zones, that was a big bottleneck that IT presented. It wasn't very dynamically scalable, so we had to give this thing a lot more scale. And the way we did that, it was turn migrations into a self-service process. So now we're able to light up self-service and let users migrate themselves, giving a great deal of scale, eliminating bottlenecks that IT usually presents. Our third of the fourth tenets was do no harm. So making sure that users go through a migration process, they complete the migration, come through the other side, all their apps continue to work, and the user is immediately productive. So that was key. How can we orchestrate remediating any applications or any other services that need to be fixed as part of the migration? The fourth and last tenet we call prove before you move. And that was all set on making sure that the Active Directory migration is going to be successful before we even let the user get into the migration process. So we do a lot of prerequisite checking to make sure that the user, where they sit as they're about to migrate, when they go through the migration process, they're going to have a successful experience. So we took those four tenets and we built the system around it. We've been evolving it for 8 years now with millions of seats migrated.
Cool.
That's a little bit of the background story.
Yeah, so that's what became ADMS?
Yeah, exactly. So it got its official name a short while ago, and we've been doing that as an on-premise deployment. And what we're really excited now is to talk about it now moving to the cloud. So now we're offering Active Directory migration as a service. So we've taken that what was an on-prem deployment, which still required a fair amount of setup and deployment of infrastructure on customer sites. We've now moved that to the cloud, and now a customer can connect to the cloud, and we perform the Active Directory migration, pulling objects through the cloud and reprovisioning them from source to target. And that self-service component also runs in the cloud as well.
Cool. Yeah, it really means that we can do these kinds of migrations much faster than before because we're not dependent on all the work of getting that infrastructure set up on the customer's premises. And, of course, you always run into delays and hardware acquisition and whatnot. So we can really, it's really a great way to leverage the cloud.
So, Lex, let me show you a couple of slides that really brings that point home. So, Lex, let's take a look at what ADMS running in the cloud really means to you. So what I've got here is a simple picture, although it's not too simple, showing what a conventional migration would look like. So we see we've got some migration infrastructure servers, probably some per-user licenses that have to go along with that. We have operator consoles, a whole migration push team, so a set of operators pushing typically 100 to 200 migrations per night per operator. Talking to that migration infrastructure, pushing agents out to a set of PCs. Again, now we've got to do that map of, you know, migrating users. Well, what users sit at what PCs? I'm not sure I've got that, but at any rate, I come up with this list of targeted devices I send agents to. This migration push team does that maybe, four nights a week, 4 days a week, and then has a day to catch up for errors. Now, once they migrate, there's oftentimes back-end servers that need to be updated by a server app team. So when I migrate from domain A to domain B, SID history and things like that may solve a lot of the connectivity problems to legacy applications, but some applications store the user's fully qualified name in the database, things like SharePoint, for example. So as I migrate users, I now need to communicate to a server app team so that they can go ahead and update legacy servers, so as I migrate users, they still have connectivity to the existing services because it's never possible to move users and all the things they access at once. So something's going ahead of the other. So we need to make sure we keep connectivity there. So this set of people, services, tools, licenses, and infrastructure is something you have to set up to do any conventional migration. So you would typically see this sort of picture built on-prem. Now, moving to Azure, we take all of those services, move them to the cloud. What gets deployed on the customer's network is zero. There's really no infrastructure to deploy there. And as you can see, we're using a self-service connection for the user into the cloud. So there's no IT console operators pushing agents out to desktops. Users connect to a website and self-service migrate. Additionally, since we have that user connection, we're able to authenticate that a particular user is now connecting to the portal. We don't have to worry about, did I target the right workstation? I have a user connecting to me who's fully authenticated. at that point, since I have a certain authentication with a certain user, I can reach back and update those servers in the environment without having to manually coordinate that with the server app team. So I can fully automate downstream updates of that user's identity on dependent systems that might have their old ID in an authorization database. So move it all to the cloud. We take care of the infrastructure. No more IT push team. No more licenses to buy. We just run it all through the cloud. And the user self-services themselves from domain A to domain B to complete the migration.
That's awesome, guys. So who would be the target for this? You know, what customers do you target with this?
Well, Lex, now that we've moved it to the cloud, our target is any customer with an Active Directory infrastructure that they need to reorganize. So anyone that's acquired, merged with, or needs to do a divestiture is a target for this solution. Now, originally, we built this for the most complex global customers because trying to do this the conventional way, when you have organizations spread across many time zones, maybe different languages, different IT groups, extremely difficult to do the conventional way. So we really built this for the most complex customers, and it is quite a sophisticated solution. So putting that in place for small customers was just cost prohibitive. Now moving it to the cloud, we can really scale this up to the largest customers, and even more importantly, we can scale this down to some very small customers since it's a quick connection to Azure, a discovery of the two Active Directories, three Active Directories, however many are involved, and then we execute the migration process through the cloud. So really, everyone with an Active Directory that needs some restructure is a customer for this solution.
Hey, Alan, can you show us what that looks like in action?
Yeah, glad to do it, Lex. So I'm going to show you a complete end-to-end demo of the ADMS solution. And as you can see, I've got my workstation up, and this workstation is in our source domain. For our demo here, we have a number of roles. If you can see what I have on the left-hand side of the screen, I've got a workstation, I've got a target domain, a source domain, and I show some of the other ADMS infrastructure components. So on this workstation, I'm just going to go to the command prompt, and you can see I already typed in who am I, and you can see I'm in my source domain and what my username is. Now, what I want to do is go into my source domain, and we want to enable this user to be migrated. So in my source domain, this user right now is in an OU called excluded from ADMS. Now, in our solution, we use FIM to handle all the data synchronization and aggregation. And we look at different OUs. So in this case, this OU where this user is located, we're out of scope, so we're not going to be picked up. So what I'm going to do to start the demo here is take my user to be migrated, and I'm going to move them under this other OU. And what that's going to do is on our next run of FIM behind the scenes is we're going to now pre-provision that user. So they're going to show up in the target domain, and we'll be able to migrate them as part of this process. Okay. Now, the other thing I want to do is just flip back to my workstation and show a couple of things here that I have set up. So one of the things I have is a shared folder to a file server, and I'm going to try to access this, and you can see the path I'm getting to, and I'm actually getting an access denied. And that's because I need to be a member of a group. And the reason I want to do that is to show some of the application remediation functionality that we have in the service. So let me go back to that source domain, to that user, okay? And what I'm going to do is to add this user to a group. And that group is going to give them access to that shared folder, okay? And this is important because this is something that we're going to migrate as part of the process. So now we have to, the user is in this group, and now to make that effective, we have to we have to log that user back out. So let me go ahead and do that. I'll start that process. Okay. Now, as we're talking, I'll go over to my target domain. And what should happen here, if I do a refresh for my OU structure in the target, is we should see that user should now show up in the OU that we drug them into. Okay, so and they are. So they were not here before, they are now. And the other thing that's interesting to note about this account is that, well, number one, it's disabled. So we sync it over and they cannot use it yet. And the other thing that we do, if we look at the attribute editor, and I have this filtered to show only attributes that are populated, is we do not have SIT history on this account, okay? So this account is what we call pre-provisioned. It's ready to be migrated at the point that we would use our self-service process. So let me go back over to our workstation, and I'm going to log in as that user that I just added to the group, okay?
So Alan, behind the scenes, that was ADMS picking up that user once you dropped him into the OU, pre-provisioning him across along with group membership and so forth.
That's correct. So at this point, since all I did is just log out and come back in, and I added myself to that group for the shared folder, I should now have access to it, and I do, okay? And I'll just modify that folder and save that, okay? And the other thing, just to show you some personalization, so obviously I've got a background set, and then the other thing is I'm in a SharePoint group. So this is a SharePoint that I have been added to a group. If I wasn't in there, I wouldn't have access to the SharePoint. And I mean, this is a basic demonstration, but there's a shared document in here. And then the other thing I have configured is a My Site. So this user has given himself his picture. you can tell he's waiting for this movie to come out. And the other thing he's modified is his information about the user, just to put in some text, because we want to make sure that, you know, to really have a good experience after the consolidation, after the self-service process, we want all these types of application access and personalizations to retain. Okay. The other thing that I've done here on this on the group itself, or I'm sorry, on the SharePoint, is I have a link here to the actual portal. Okay, to the activation portal for ADMS. And now in the real world scenario, this is something you would typically email to a user, but I just have it here for quick access and just to show further customization. So, and just one other thing I want to show. So if we flip back to the target, that, like I said, the user, we already saw they're disabled and so forth, but we also have our group membership, okay? So we picked up that they were a member of that group, and we've added them. Okay, so I want to go ahead and start the self-service migration. So this is what the user sees. You can see it's a click once application. We do get a little. It's for this lab environment. It's not signed, so that's why you saw the red X there. And this is how the user starts. So it's a very friendly, clean, modern look. And we can customize this with information about, you know, help desk and so forth. But they would go ahead and click start. And what we're going to do here is run through our prereq checks. And you can see that right away, it failed immediately with this error that says they're not approved for migration. And I did that just to show that we have this process built in where this is extensible, where we look for a dozen or so different conditions that would otherwise stop a migration, or even worse, it would let a migration look like it would be functional, but when the user, you know, actually reboots, they would be in a bad place and you'd actually have a failed migration. So to remediate this process, what I'm going to show is I'm going to go back to this user account and I'm going to add them to our group. And this is a check that we do within the ADMS service where we know that they've been pre-approved to migrate, okay? So that's a way we coordinate and drive the migration is by putting users into that group. So if I go ahead and start this process again, then I'm going to go ahead and rerun the portal, and I'll pick up where we left off. And you see I went right past the prereq checks. I met all the others. And I'm actually getting activated at this point. So behind the scenes, you already saw that our target account was already pre-provisioned. So now we're going to go ahead and activate it. So we're going to make that account enabled. We're going to bring over SID history for the user at that time. And we're also going to bring over their current password. Okay. And then the other thing that we're doing, we're kicking off a process where we have the application remediation functions. So we've already defined what applications require remediation. So you saw this user had a SharePoint. And of course, SharePoint doesn't use SID history. It requires a separate remediation process that has to be done within SharePoint. And it has to be done on each user. And so we have this just-in-time process so that as each user goes to the portal and that they're activated, we can do any number of these AR functions while they're going through this process, okay? Now, the final step here after we get through the activation part is just to migrate. Now, before I click the migrate tab, and you can see all prereqs are met. Now, before I click that, I just want to show we have this more information pull down. So this is more of an advanced view. And it gives me some information so I can see which domain, which user they're coming from, and then which domain. And sometimes we can, if needed, we can change the username, for example, and the computer that they're going to migrate to. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and click migrate now. This is the final step. This is the local processing. So before we showed what's happening on the back end. Now, to have a completed migration, we need to fix up their local profile. So we take that same profile that they have now, and we add the target account, because what we want to do, we want to enable a fallback, a very seamless fallback if needed. So instead of having a whole new profile, it's the same profile. Okay, and now for a period of time, as necessary, we can access it from both source and target accounts. And of course, we do the reackling. We change the domain membership to default to the new domain, and then we're going to go ahead. Now I've speeded up here, but we're going to go ahead and have the workstation restarted to complete the process because they're joined to the new domain. So it says it completed successfully, and it's going to go ahead and restart for us. Okay. Now while it's doing that, I want to flip back over to our target domain and look at our user account. And I'll just refresh this. And you can see now our account is enabled. And the other thing I want to show here is on the attribute editor, you can see that we have SID history has now been enabled on this user. Okay, that was not done before. That was done during that activation process. And then the other thing I want to show while that machine is coming back up is some of the reporting that we have. So this is the default reports that ADMS includes. And I'll just take a look at this activity dashboard. And this is a way to get a quick summary so I can look at all the users that have been migrated. And you can see the first one on the list is the user that we just did. And we have these series of checks. So, for example, I can look and see where they are at any one of our gates as we go through these stages. So you can see, if we look at the SID history, which is one of our app remediation steps, you can see that everything is logged to the second as far as that action and what the result was on that. We also then, for each app remediation function, so in this case, for SharePoint, I can drill into that and then see the process that was done for that user for that given application for the remediation function. So this is a really nice way to look not just at a high level to see if they if they failed or passed the migration, but to drill into each individual step. Now I'll come back to the workstation.
And so without sort of showing that prerequisite check failure, about how long does it take, Alan, to get from end to end if a user is approved to migrate, they meet the prerequisite checks, they click start, about how long is that end to end?
So on average, that's probably anywhere from, say, 2 to 6 minutes would probably be the average. And, of course, there's a lot of factors that would influence that, you know, such as the age of the machine and speed and how many user profiles are on it and so forth.
All right, right.
And there's really, you know, if you look at scaling-wise, you know, if you compare this to traditional tools, and sorry, this workstation takes a little bit longer to come up. In this Azure environment. So we'll give that an extra minute. If you look at a traditional migration tools where they're deploying the agents, you know, you're really limited by how many operators that you have and how many machines you're going to really push that agent out to at any given time. And so with you know, the difference here is that this is all self-service, it's distributed, and we can really drive this to the scale that we need.
And we didn't see any IT guys doing any work while this user migrated.
Right. This is, yeah, exactly, a self-service process. So, you know, the reason that we can do that is the hard work has already been done on the back end. And, you know, it showed the pre-provisioning process. And once that's ready and we've identified the apps, this can really be driven by the user at any speed that you'd want to. So my workstation is back up. And now I'm going to go ahead and log into the target domain. Now, the first thing I want to do is just to verify, and I'll do another who am I. And you can see this time my username is the same, except now I'm in the target, which is how I should be. And you notice there's no domain name appended to that name. So this is the same user. It's the same profile. And then the other thing I want to do is, so you can see right away that my settings are retained, which is great. But let me make sure that I still have access to that shared folder, which was granted by an AD group, and I do. So we have SID history on the group as well as SID history on the user. And then the other thing I'll show is the SharePoint. So number one, I have access to SharePoint, and I would not have had that without the AR step. And then if I look into my site, you can see the customizations that I've done have been retained as well. And that really represents the migration scenario.
That's awesome. That's one of the best demos we've had, guys. That was awesome.
Thanks, Flex.
I loved that. That's just so valuable to customers. That's just going to save customers so much time. That is awesome. So if a customer wants more information about this, how do they get it?
Well, there's a couple routes to go there, Lex. They can, if they have no other route, you can email servicesexcellence@microsoft.com. Or talk to your services executive or your Premier TAM or your any Microsoft representative you've got and say you want to learn more about ADMS. And we also have a data sheet out there if you'd like to read a little bit more about it. You can go to Microsoft.com/services, explore, and under security and identity, you'll see a data sheet for ADMS. Or you could go to Microsoft.com and just do a search for Active Directory Migration Service. So it's out there.
That's awesome. I have to admit, this is one of the, I'm just stunned. This is such a cool demo. You guys did such a great job with this. And the fact that you could move a user that quickly is just amazing.
Yeah, and that's with zero prem on-prem deployment. So connect to our instance of Azure. We get connected to the Active Directory source and target, like Alan showed. And then we handle the whole migration aspect for you.
That's killer. Hey, guys, thank you so much. That was awesome. Alan, thanks. And Jim, thank you so much again. I mean, I just can't. I'm so excited about this. I really am. I hope that comes through to the people that are listening or watching this.
Really glad to show that to you, Lex. And based on some early interest of getting this in the cloud. We've have a lot of customers that we're already working with on this, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more soon.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for helping to get the word out, Lex.
Yeah, anytime. Guys, if you want to do another episode at some point, let me know. We can do another one. This was awesome.
Fantastic.
Great.
Thanks, Lex.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for this episode of Taste of Premier. Thank you guys for joining us. Chris, play us out.